When it comes to healthcare, African Americans are less likely to be treated for medical problems than whites, in spite of increasing rates of diagnosis for certain diseases among Black Americans. Commentator Crystal Brent Zook says this has the medical profession puzzled.
In the world of healthcare, the national embarrassment of racial disparities is big news lately, as experts appear to be admitting more and more that they have no idea why there are such huge differences in life and death outcomes for African Americans. At the close of 2005, Xavier and Tulane Universities announced that they would share a $1.4 million federal grant to study racial disparities in cancer. For prostate and breast cancers, death rates among African Americans are as much as 10 percentage points higher than among whites. Is there racism in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer? Could be. Recently, researchers at Harvard found that African Americans with treatable lung cancer were less likely to receive surgery than whites, even when both groups had health insurance. Meanwhile, a Connecticut study shows that African Americans say their insurance providers objected to medical care, tests, or procedures at a much higher rate than reported by both whites and Latinos. Heart disease can be treated, but African Americans are one-third less likely to undergo bypass surgery than whites. Suffolk County in New York was so concerned with racial disparities that it recently announced plans to open its own Office of Minority Health, one of the first to function at the local level. Some argue that the causes for certain disparities may be genetic. A study from the University of California, San Diego, found that vitamin D, which is in milk, orange juice, yogurt, cheeses, and sunshine, is a major antioxidant weapon in the cancer-fighting arsenal. But it turns out that African Americans don't produce as much of it. So why do some live and others die? African American women have a 3 times higher incidence of lupus than white women, developing the disease at a younger age with more serious complications and a higher death rate. Is the problem genetic? Environmental? It seems there's a wide web of complicated and overlapping causes for these disparities. The word baffling has been used on more than one occasion by medical professionals. But why can't we throw some money not just at the diseases and disparities we don't understand, but at those we do? What about those gaps that we know how to fix? Infant mortality rates for African Americans are still double those of whites. Death rates from HIV/AIDS are 7 times higher for blacks than for whites, and black kids are 5 times more likely to die from asthma than white kids. The list goes on and on. And now comes this. A new survey released by the National Women's Health Resource Center found that African American women, who are 29% more likely to die of heart disease than white women, were more than twice as likely as whites to not have any idea what treatments were even available. Kind of hard to know what we're missing out on, isn't it? If we don't even know what's possible.
Crystal Brent Zook is a professor at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism and a contributing writer for Essence magazine.